If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in ways that we continue to seek to grow closer to you as we celebrate more and more this time of Advent. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, of course, we are here on a Thursday of this week, but it's also the memorial of St. John of the Cross, priest and doctor of the church. He was a contemporary of St. Teresa of Avila, and he was a mystic. Now, for those of you who don't know what a mystic is, it's someone who has a very profound prayer life that gives them deep insight and deep understandings of some of the mysteries of the universe. And sometimes they will have other gifts, such as prophecy or knowledge or others. Now, for one of the things that St. John of the Cross was known for, as was his contemporary, St. Teresa of Avila, I was told this by a hermit when I was in the hermitage, they both had a habit of levitating when they were praying. So I guess that's a dead giveaway sign. If someone is levitating when they are praying, I think that's a good sign. If they tell you something in the spiritual world, some kind of information, not so much prophecy or anything, they tell you some spiritual principle, that's the word I was looking for, you might as well accept it. It must be true. I don't know if that's an official way of discernment, but that's true. He used to levitate. He is most known for the poem, Dark Night of the Soul. And in that, a lot of people use that expression today. A dark night is that time when you're going through a very difficult time. And through that, your right to your very soul, it is tested in a way that leads you to become closer to Christ in even more profound spiritual truth. So that's basically, off the top of my head, a good way to define the dark night. And of course, he was one of, along with St. Teresa of Avila, known as the Spanish mystics, because they were, of course, in Spain. They lived near each other. They were contemporaries, and they had these deep, profound spiritual experiences and a spiritual life. His most famous book is The Dark Night of the Soul, which is very well known, and his connection to it. So you're welcome to read that. Oh, someone once told me that a lot of priests will advise those not to read the book unless they're more advanced in spiritual understandings. And that would make sense, because always understand that a lot of the original spiritual books, especially in the Middle Ages, were written not to lay people, but to monks and to nuns and brothers and sisters in the monastery. So it's kind of like that old thing with religious ed. Remember growing up in religious ed, they used to have these religious ed books, if you ever taught it. And it was really designed for people who were going to school learning religious ed and were in a Catholic school. So a lot of it was full time. Whereas if you were teaching in religious ed for, we'll say, public school children after school, then you were limited what you could do in these books that were really designed for Catholic school. Well, it's kind of that same thing. When you're giving these principles to people who are living in a monastery, obviously they're going to live them to a higher level, and they're going to be held to a higher standard, which the lay person is not called to, and it shouldn't be forced on them. So we always have to be careful of that. And that's a principle, by the way, of St. Francis Xavier explained that. You know, it's important to understand there is a major distinction between between the two. So anyway, as we continue with this, we are also continuing this week. We are in the 41st chapter of Isaiah, so that means we're in Deutero-Isaiah still. And remember, that is taking place during the Babylonian exile, where it's connected to the original part of Isaiah, the first 40 chapters, which take place at the end of the conquering of Israel. So in this, you see this message speaking to the Babylonians that the Lord is their God and to hold on and to trust in him. Because remember, they are caught in Babylon. They turned away from the Lord, and the Lord is calling them back, and now he's trying to rebuild that trust with them. There's an interesting footnote, and one of the lines here is to remember that God is their Redeemer, and it explains in Redeemer, the word is used is on this, I don't speak Hebrew, so Goel, one who frees others from slavery and avenges their sufferings is that definition. And that's what we can see. This is what Christ is our Redeemer, leads us out of the world of sin and leads us into eternal life. We're going to be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish, and this program is called St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Hey, you know, I got a suggestion for you. If you ever want to come to experience Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, well, you know, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. But if you're looking for a church to call home and you want to say, well, I want to experience what Mass is like at St. Anthony in Alston, I'm going to give you that standing invitation, but then one of the things may happen is say, well, what do I do during the collection? I'm not sure I'm ready to donate yet. Well, it's really simple. Write on a piece of paper the word radio. That's all you have to do. You don't have to contribute any money. That's right on a piece of paper, the word radio, and just drop that into the collection. That brings us to experience your presence, you coming to experience us, and at the same time, it allows you not to feel that you have to contribute if you're not ready yet. You know, there's that old saying that Catholic churches only want your money. Well, obviously, that's not the truth, and your presence is equally important, more so, actually. It's more important. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. So come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So anyway, we're continuing our discussion here about Isaiah. So here it is, and again, it's trying to rebuild the trust in the Lord. They had turned away from the Lord, and the Lord had to castigate them by what they suffer under the Babylonians, because if he didn't, then they would never turn back to the Lord. And remember, these aren't people who just said bad words in church, so to speak, or in temple. These are people who actively engaged in some very serious idolatry, some very serious human sacrifice, and some very serious turning away from the Lord and leading other people to do the same. So that's what's happening. And now the Lord is calling them back. And why? Because the path they were walking down may in the short run appear to be a successful path, but it actually wasn't, and it never would be. It would be a very destructive path, and this is where the Lord is calling them back so that they can not only be on the right path, which is a life-giving path, but eventually, after the death and resurrection of Jesus, this life-giving path in its new form within Christianity can now be spread to the whole world. So this is what's going on. Remember, and this is something Dennis Prager teaches all the time, remember the message of the Jews is there is only one God. And during this time, really, only the Jews are preaching this concept of there's only one God. So it's a powerful message we're looking at within the context of everything that we are understanding through the Lord. And this is a message in Isaiah. Now, of course, we bring that into Advent. And what is Advent about? Turning back to the Lord, turning to the Lord and allowing the Lord to lead us to where he is calling us. And in that understanding, we allow ourselves, as we see here, to be led back to the Lord, to be turned back to the Lord. And in doing so, we're going back. There's a great line from the book of Revelation, and it's in one of the letters. Second and third chapter of Revelation, there are seven letters, and it's in one of those letters calling the community he's writing to return to their first love. And that's what Advent is all about, turning back to our first love, looking forward to the time that Jesus will be with us, looking to that time that we are looking forward to him uniting with us, and we unite with him. We building our prayer life again. We're kind of getting rid of the old habits. It's a good thing I happen to see on X, formerly known as Twitter, is there is a brother, what is known as a Jesuit scholastic. He's basically going to be a priest, but right now he's still in the studying phase. And during Advent and Lent, he doesn't use any social media, but he doesn't use X. And so that's one of the things he's doing. He's not using X. So he said that, oh, it's Advent. I'm going offline. I'll see you guys after Christmas. So that's an important concept where he's growing into a habit or something for this time in order to go back to that first love. And that first love is that unity with Christ. So keep that in mind. It's also a good time to reflect when we first came back to the church, if we did, or when we first decided to really embrace our relationship with the Lord. Remember, we're here tomorrow, midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning here on WEZE 590 AM. We are part of a program called The Voice of St. Anthony Parish. This program on WEZE of that is called St. Anthony Overnight. From St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.